Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Reshma Tiwari with the World News. The headlines. Japan Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba announces resignation after election defeats. In Nigeria, 60 people killed by Boko Haram militants in overnight attack on a village. Undersea cable cut in Red Sea disrupts internet services in India and several other South Asian countries. Indian filmmaker Anuparna Roy scripts history by winning Orizzonti Award for Best Director at Venice Film Festival for Songs of Forgotten Trees. And in hockey, India beat South Korea at Rajgir in Bihar to lift Men's Asia Cup for the fourth time. Japan's Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba today announced his plans of stepping down after less than a year in the role following two major election losses. In a press briefing, Mr. Ishiba said he will also resign from his position as president of the Liberal Democratic Party, LDP. The announcement comes a day before LDP was expected to vote that could have forced him out. Mr. Ishiba's position weakened after back-to-back election defeats, with his ruling coalition losing majorities in elections for both houses of parliament amid voter anger over rising living costs. Mr. Ishiba said Japan has now reached a deal with US on tariff measures, citing this as a reason for his resignation. Mr. Ishiba will remain the prime minister until a successor is chosen. India reaffirmed its commitment to an open, fair and inclusive multilateral trading system with the World Trade Organization, WTO. At the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, trade ministers' meeting held in Russian city Vladivostok yesterday, India also stressed the scope to leverage the SCO's collective strengths for shared prosperity. In a statement, the Commerce and Industry Ministry said the country highlighted the need for export diversification, reducing dependency and building resilient supply chains. In Bangladesh, more than 1,000 activists of the banned Awami League staged a protest march near the parliament premises in Dhaka today, chanting slogans in support of party chief Sheikh Hasina. The rally is the latest in a wave of flash protests by Awami League supporters across the capital. On Friday, thousands joined a march in Tejgaon, while several hundred gathered a week earlier near the Baitul Mukarram Mosque in Gulistan. Ms. Hasina fled the country on 5th of August last year following a mass movement that forced her resignation. An interim government took power on the 8th of August and has since banned the Awami League, arresting many senior leaders. Despite the ban and a crackdown on its leadership, Awami League activists continue to organize sporadic demonstrations in Dhaka and other parts of the country, often facing arrests in the aftermath. In Nigeria, Boko Haram militants killed more than 60 people in an overnight attack on the village of Darul Jamal in northeastern Borno state. The assault, which began late Friday, targeted a village near the Nigeria-Cameroon border, killing 5 soldiers at a nearby base and 13 reconstruction workers, the officials said. Nigerian Air Force spokesperson Himen Ejodem said it responded with airstrikes, killing over 30 militants as they fled. A series of undersea cable failures in the Red Sea has disrupted internet services in India and several other countries across South Asia. The internet connectivity watchdog NetBlocks reported degraded internet service in several countries, including Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, the United Arab Emirates and India, resulting in slow speeds and intermittent access. However, Indian telecom providers said there was no noticeable impact on domestic data networks. Operators said their systems are built with redundancy, supported by numerous submarine cable routes to prevent outages. While concerns were raised over possible sabotage amid ongoing conflict in the region, it was not immediately clear what caused the incident. In Gaza, a second high-rise building was destroyed in overnight bombing by the Israeli military, killing 56 Palestinians. Israel yesterday had issued evacuation warnings for 2 high-rise buildings in Gaza and nearby areas. We have more in this report.
An Israeli military spokesperson claimed that the buildings were targeted because Palestinian armed group Hamas had infrastructure inside or near them. Meanwhile, in Tel Aviv, families and supporters of Israeli hostages took to the street last evening, demanding Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to sign a deal to secure the release of their loved ones taken into custody by Hamas during 7th October 2023 terrorist attack. The mass demonstration was organized in the shadow of the Israel Defense Forces plan to take over Gaza City in the north of the Strip, where some of the remaining 48 hostages are believed to be held. The British capital London also witnessed violent clashes last evening as more than 425 protesters were arrested during a rally outside the British Parliament calling on the United Kingdom government to lift a ban on the Palestine Action Group. The protests are the latest in a series of rallies denouncing the UK government's decision in July to ban Palestine Action under the Terrorism Act 2000. Swati Rukheja for World News.
This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Ukraine, at least 3 people have been killed and 18 others wounded, while dozens of buildings set on fire in Kyiv, including the seat of the government, following a Russian drone and missile attack in country's capital. According to officials and local news reports, a fire broke out at an administrative building in Kyiv's Pechersky district following the drone attack, which also knocked out power in the city. We have a report.
On the other hand, Ukraine attacked the Druzhba oil pipeline in Russia's Bryansk region, inflicting comprehensive fire damage. The commander of its drone forces, Robert Brovdy, confirmed it on social media today. The transit pipeline supplies Russian oil to Hungary and Slovakia, which continue to buy energy supplies from Russia even after other European Union nations cut ties following its invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Kyiv says its strike on Russian energy targets in response to Moscow's continued attacks on Ukraine aimed to undermine the adversary's overall war effort. The war between Russia and Ukraine has intensified in recent days, even as U.S. President Donald Trump stepped up diplomacy to end the 3.5-year conflict. Nitya Franco for World News.
Filmmaker Anuparna Roy has made history by winning the Orizzonte Award for Best Director at the prestigious 82nd Venice Film Festival for her feature film Songs of Forgotten Trees. The film was presented at the festival by Anurag Kashyap. Songs of Forgotten Trees was the only Indian entry in the Orizzonte section this year. Set in Mumbai, it tells the story of two women whose lives become unexpectedly intertwined. A rare celestial event is unfolding tonight as a total lunar eclipse is visible in the sky. The eclipse is clearly visible across India, including cities like Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata and Bengaluru, as well as in other parts of Asia, Australia, Eastern Africa and parts of Europe. The eclipse began at 8:58 p.m. and will end at 2:25 a.m. In hockey, India defeated South Korea 4-1 at Rajgir in Bihar to lift the Men's Asia Cup for the fourth time. For India, Dilpreet Singh scored 2 goals, while Sukhjeet Singh and Amit Rohidas struck 1 each. Dhyan Sun hit 1 goal for Korea. In the US Open tennis, top seed and defending champion Jannik Sinner will take on second seed Carlos Alcaraz in the men's singles final in New York tonight. The match will begin around 11:30 p.m. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Japan Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba announces resignation after election defeats. In Nigeria, 60 people killed by Boko Haram militants in overnight attack on a village. Undersea cable cut in Red Sea disrupts internet services in India and several other South Asian countries. Indian filmmaker Anuparna Roy scripts history by winning Orizzonte Award for Best Director at Venice Film Festival for Songs of Forgotten Trees. And in hockey, India beat South Korea at Rajgir in Bihar to lift Men's Asia Cup for the fourth time. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.